Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 343 for Friday, April 10th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, enjoying spillover support from the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 higher, with the most active May contract up $1.40 at $454.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to buyers on the international market. Follow-through buying after Thursday's late recovery contributed to the firmer tone. Dry conditions across parts of Western Canada have helped put a weather premium into the market. However, the large harvest underway in South America was bearish for values, while U.S. soy acreage is expected to be record large. The longer-term technical bias is to the downside. Malaysian palm oil was slightly weaker overnight, which limited the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were slightly lower, with the May contract checking in at $9.53 a bushel. Values were under pressure from the strong U.S. dollar. The market was also feeling the effects of yesterday's USDA report, which indicated a massive amount of U.S. soybeans would be planted. The market could see some weekend short covering and other speculative trade. The USDA says 200,000 tons of soybeans was recently sold to unknown destinations. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.75 per bushel. The USDA report indicated that ending and global stocks for U.S. wheat would increase. Drier conditions are forecast for the Mississippi Delta in the coming week. However, they are expected to return to their wet conditions shortly after that. The U.S. dollar is dragging down the market, but you can expect to see some short covering today. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the May contract at $5.22 per bushel. The USDA lowered feed, seed, and imports by a total of 27 million bushels in its report, while exports were reduced 20 million. China's decision to order 2 million tons of wheat from Ukraine was bearish for the market. The weather is looking good for crop development over several U.S. states. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 10th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.